USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill is very much focused on the small business person.
Yes.
It's very much focused on small companies, including restaurants and all sorts of small companies.
President Trump speaking there on Fox News, discussing the economic stimulus package that's looking to be passed in the Senate late today. The president continues.
And what people don't realize, you know, you're talking about these massive, we're the greatest companies in the world. You add them all up, and the small businesses are just about equal in size to these massive companies, of which we have many also. It's the engine of our country, small business. This bill is absolutely aimed at the small business and the worker, and the workers of those small businesses, and the owners. The owners are going to need help. They're going to need some loans. They're going to need things, and we're going to be able to take care of them.
The Dow is up over 1,400 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Amazon is trying to take some relief off of parents. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Amazon is trying to help keep kids entertained while they're in quarantine because of the pandemic. The company has made most of its kids' shows and movies free, from certain TVS shows to a list of nearly 100 family-friendly movies. To access all the free movies and shows, you just sign in with a valid Amazon account.
Walgreens, Costco, and Trader Joe's are the latest retailers to set aside special hours for senior citizens shopping amid the coronavirus pandemic. At Walgreens, it runs the first hour of every Tuesday. Costco is offering a special hour Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Trader Joe's is holding a senior hour every morning. And no surprise here, but with more kids staying at home, puzzles and toys are pretty popular these days. Hasbro says customers have been buying more Play-Doh and Nerf products. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ford is shifting gears from making cars to making ventilators and respirators. The company says it's working with 3M on producing more respirators, while the partnership with GE is designed to make additional ventilators. Bill Ford Jr. is the executive chairman of Ford. He tells Fox News,
"You know, we're working with GE on ventilators. We're working with 3M on air purifying respirators. We're doing our own face shields, and we're also 3D printing the N95 masks. So we got four different work streams going, and we're going as fast as we can."
As far as when we'll begin to see some of the products they're producing, he says,
"Soon. Some of the things we're already getting into production. We're testing the face shields this week in Detroit area hospitals to make sure they work, and then we can ramp up very quickly. We're already doing the N95 masks. We're 3D printing those. With 3M, we're doing the respirators. And the goal there is to dramatically increase what they're already doing. We'd like to do it by a factor of 6X to 10X, what they're already doing. And on the ventilators with GE, we're helping them prototype. We're using our engineers and our manufacturing people. And then as soon as we get that right, we're going to go like crazy."
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook. Check us out as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.